While the last week of April had many holidays, it was still a very important period for the South African agricultural sector. We had important data releases. For example, on the 30th of April, the Crop Estimate Committee, which is this body that is housed within the Department of Agriculture, and it comprises of the officials of the department, statisticians, some officials from the private sector. What they do, they regularly update us about how South Africa's agricultural conditions are looking. And of course, using surveys and the various GIS methods to give us a sense, particularly of the grains and the oil seeds production forecast. Now, the Crop Estimate Committee has been existing for quite some time, and if you look at their work and you compare with their historical record, you can pretty much say with confidence that they know what they are doing, and they usually forecast quite accurately what South Africa is producing. And whenever you advance on these estimates, you start off pretty much, I would say, reasonably far off from where you will land. And as you proceed month by month, getting to the third and the fourth production estimates, round about that time, you are pretty much closer to the accuracy of where you will end up. Now, this committee releases about 10 production estimates. You start off with the intentions to plant, and thereafter there's a production, first production estimate, and it continues up until to the 10th one. On the 30th of April, we received the third production estimate for the 2024-25 production season. That comprises all of our grains and all seeds that are planted in the summer season. Now, that is white and yellow maize, it's sunflower seed, it's soybeans, it's groundnuts, it's sorghum, and dry beans. For some time now, we knew that we had planted at least a fair decent area of around about 4.4 million hectares. You compare that with what we planted in 2024, it's pretty much the same season. When I'm saying 2024, I'm pretty much saying 2023-24 production season. And of course, the season that we are in, you can either use a calendar year of, say, 2025, or you can view it as 2024-25 season. Why is that? It is because you start planting this crop at the end of a previous year, and of course, ending up harvesting in another year. That's how we structured the marketing years the way they do. This time around, then, we planted that decent area, but much of that was planted late by roughly a month. We could not receive rainfall at an appropriate time that we typically receive it at. For example, in the eastern regions of South Africa, you want to receive rain from around about mid-October, going into mid-November, even at the end of November. And that's where you plant a lot of yellow maize and soybeans. And in the western regions of the country, you want to receive that rain from mid-November all the way to the end of the year. Now, this time around, the rain was late by roughly a month, and that was not pretty much really a train smash, because we've had seasons where we have planted outside that optimal planting window. So why does the optimal planting window, those dates, exist? They exist because we typically fear that at the end of the season, we may have some frost, and then over the years, through learning, we realized that those were the best times to plant. We're outside now of that time, and thankfully, I haven't heard anybody talk about frost. But the different challenge then that we had when we finally received rainfall, we got too much rain. It was good at the start in a sense that it supported the crop production conditions. Farmers were able to plant the decent area that I mentioned, the 4.4 million hectares. And even if you look at the crop by crop, there was, of course, a bit of a switch between white and the yellow maize, with farmers increasing somewhat the white maize area. And that had a lot to do with where the prices of the white maize are, and slightly decreasing the yellow maize area. But overall, super decent area in all of our crops. Now, the challenge then with the excessive rain is that since the season was late, we had hoped that at least we could get this rain up until probably end of March. And that's what the forecast was saying. They were saying you'll get good rains up until the end of March. But what ended up happening now, we got the rain through to the end of April. And now we started worrying about what that mean in terms of the crop quality, because we're already hearing some few rumors here and there that there may be some guys that will find out that their crop may start to germinate because of the excessive rain, especially if you're thinking about the soybeans that were planted early in the season. So that's something that we're fearing. But of course, we still believe that when that happens, it will be minimal, because now in this first week of May, we've been seeing some nice sunshine. And hopefully the following weeks also will show a bit of a sunshine. At least that's what the South African weather forecast is telling us that we look at. If you use the WMX maps, that's what they pretty much illustrate, that we are in for a nice patch for the couple of weeks. Now, what did then the data say? The data that we received placed all of South Africa's summer grain and also its production forecast at about 18 million tons. Now, you compare this with last month, it is up marginally by 0.05. So, really a mild uptick from where we were in the previous estimate that was released in March. Now, this is the third production estimate that is at 18 million tons. Now, if you look at all of these crops, you say, were there any deviations on a month-on-month on this? Absolutely, there were. For example, maize was lifted by roughly 1% from the previous month. We now have a maize crop of, I would say, 14.7 million tons, while soybeans and the sunflower were slashed by from last month. Slashed, for example, by 3% in the case of sunflower seed, 2% in the case of soybeans. We're now sitting with a soybean crop of about 2.3 million tons. We're sitting with a sunflower seed crop of about 742,000 tons. Now, take all of this and compare with where we were last season. The 18 million tons crop is still very decent, because it means that we are up 16% from the 2023-24 production season. Now, we know that the 2023-24 production season was very tough because that was a drought period. So we are recovering, and it's not only just a base effect, by the way, because we are fairly well above the long-term average. So we're looking good. In the case of maize, the 14.7 million tons crop is up by 14% from the previous month. And of course, you would appreciate that an average maize crop, thinking about now 10-year, 15-year, is usually around about 12.5 million tons. So with the 14.7 million tons crop, we are also well above the long-term average in the case of maize. And this is important because the South Africa, we consume a year about 11.8 or 12 million tons of maize. So if we have a maize crop of about 14.7, it does mean that we will remain a net exporter of maize. And this is why, even you look at the maize prices today, you compare with where we were last year, prices have come down. They really reflect that recovery in terms of the crop. And it's a recovery on an annual basis. Again, even with the case of, for example, soybeans. If you think about the soybean crop that we have, which is down by 2.5% from last month, that soybean crop is still up by 26% on a year-on-year basis. And you continue to think about the sunflower seed. I made the point that our sunflower seed crop is down by 4% from March estimate. But if you compare it with last year, that sunflower seed crop is up by 18%. So we're sitting on comfortably. But it's not only that we're doing well. I mean, if you think about sorghum, for example, and you look at it and you compare with where we were last year, it is up by 41% with just around about 137,000 tons of a crop. In terms of groundnuts, up 24% with about 64,000 tons that we are expecting. And of course, dry beans also a nice recovery with a dry bean crop of about 70,000 tons, up 40% from last year. So the base effect, though, does play a significant role when it comes to those particular crops, especially the oil seeds. But overall, I think the bigger point here that we are all looking at is the fact that we have a fairly decent crop that we are estimating and we are expecting this year. The only thing that is on people's mind right now is the issue of the quality, to say, what will the quality of the crop look like? And I think that's the one thing then that many people are worried about. And my sense is that, yes, there may be some quality issues here and there, but it's not going to be a big factor. In terms of a volume, we're still sitting solidly, especially if you consider the fact that we now have reasonably better weather conditions. And if things remain as the forecast suggests, then we should be able to close off this season nicely. And of course, we will get a sense of how the quality of the crop looks like as the farmers continue to plow, to harvest. The harvest season should gain momentum from around about mid-May, and from there onwards then we'll be able to get a sense of what that looks like. But overall, for now, looking at what we have, I think we are in for a decent agricultural season. And I think it is fair to say the point that we had mentioned from the start of the year, where we're saying this is a recovery period for South Africa's agriculture, it probably is actually true, because all of these figures are pointing to a recovery. With that, folks, let me end it there. Those who are listening to this monologue or podcast for the first time, my name is Wandile Sihlobo. I'm an agricultural economist based in Pretoria, South Africa. And let me thank the people that help in putting this podcast together. That is Richard Humphrey, Sam Kokeli, Nelly Siwechabalala, and Amanda Murimba. Follow me on socials at Wandile Sihlobo, and follow the podcast at Mkokeli Podcast, as well as our publisher, The Financial Mail. Thank you for listening.